This recording, Ontario 39, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Get Secure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who'd been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it'd be a fair price for a cure. I was born downtown Toronto. I've lived here all my life. I'm 21 now, born 2002. I was born to a family that's more European-Canadian. But unfortunately, we're quite mixed, so we've lost a lot of the culture just because of being both German and Serbian and Russian and Greek, kind of picked and chose. I do speak a little German. It's really shit, though. I was raised downtown. The typical Toronto accent feels a bit more GTA with the Scarborough slang and like the mix of patois influence. It never really made its way downtown, so while I can understand it, I don't really speak like that. Yeah. I'm trying to think of some local idioms. My American friends really only point out my accent when I go down there, on words like out and about, or sorry, and some French influences like the words foyer, which I think they say foyer, and niche, and toque. And as far as local idioms, converter's a pretty big one. If you have any family from the 70s that grew up in Toronto, it's pretty common in the older generations. I think there was like a package that referred to the remote controls for TVs as converters. So a lot of the older generation says converter. And then as far as the new slang coming in, it's like a lot of patois, some Arabic influences, depending on where you're from. And there are definitely better people to interview about that.